morning. Welcome to the instruction period. Today the instructions are on mindfulness of mental formations. So in other words, they're instructions on the mind. The Pali for mind is citta, which really means heart and mind. So our instructions today will address our feeling and emotional world, the world of thought, ideas, concepts, beliefs, and how to be with the mind without clinging to it and claiming it as my mind, or as me, or as mine. We're actually invited to use an aspect of our mind, if you like, our awareness, to see what's going on. And so we just check in and say, what is my mind state today? What's going on? Upstairs, usually, we think. What's going on here? What am I thinking about? What am I feeling? What am I experiencing? And how is my consciousness colored today? So this is what we're invited to do. So we just begin by settling perhaps into some mindfulness of breathing. And then we are rather open and receptive. And then we just notice what's revealed. Sometimes, of course, the mind's caught up in blind pursuit of something. We really want something. And so our mind is colored by wanting, by desire. Or we might look and go, oh, I'm not really wanting very much at all today. So sometimes we're caught up in wanting and sometimes we're not. So we notice what's present. And we also notice what's absent. Sometimes we kind of observe the mind, sometimes we're caught up in it. So when we notice that we've been caught up in thinking, caught up in fantasy, caught up in memory, that is a moment of awareness, and we just come back to being rather present. In a way that's not clinging to anything, not holding on to even what we think or even what we feel as mine, but just seeing it for what it is, as it is. We also see the states of mind, or how our mind is colored today, by desire or by the absence of it, or by some kind of irritation or negativity, or perhaps today we're having a really hard day and there's the edge of anger or hatred, or perhaps we're full of disappointment. There can be many, many things that arise in the heart and mind. And we're not trying to dismiss them or suppress them, but rather we're just bringing the clear light of awareness to what is there, seeing it as it is, and being with it without claiming it as mine. And this is the key. So sometimes we're caught up in negativity, and sometimes we're not. And if we're caught up in negativity, we tend to avoid things we don't want. We don't want to be with somebody else. We don't want other people around us. We don't want something that's inside of us, perhaps. We don't want an illness that's appeared. There are sometimes there's aversion. So if this is the case today, we just see it. We bring our awareness to it. Sometimes, of course, the mind's in confusion. Sometimes it's clear. So we just check out, what is my mind state today? What's actually going on for me? Sometimes the mind's quite contracted or not. Sometimes it's distracted. Sometimes the mind's scattered. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes we have a heightened, elevated feeling of excessive joy or happiness. Sometimes we don't. So we just see what's there. And sometimes it is anxiety. Sometimes it is grief. Sometimes it is despair. Sometimes it's also clarity of the heart and mind. Sometimes there's a wonderful sense of love or the vast or the immeasurable mind. So we just check in. Am I feeling caught up in things or am I not today? The mind, of course, ranges through the fields of time. We go to the past and we often remember and regret or wish that our life had been otherwise. Wish that we'd had different circumstances, or perhaps wish that we too had acted differently. Sometimes the mind is caught up in the present and we evaluate and comment and judge all that's happening. And sometimes the mind goes to the future and we're anxious or apprehensive or fearful. Or we fantasize, we use the future as an escape from addressing what needs to be looked at in life. So we just see what's happening. No big deal. We just see it as it is and go, oh, okay. So this is my meditation today. That's how it is for me today. And the very seeing, of course, can bring about some release. We do need to take ourselves rather less seriously than we do most of the time. We have to keep a sense of humor about this process that is common to us all. Some of you already have hit a wall of emotions, and this can feel rather difficult when a particular issue in life that you know has been sitting there for some time emerges through the being with all its intensity. And so if this is the case, the way that we work with it is to feel the sensations in the body. So directly go to where the emotion, whether it's grief or despair or anxiety or anger, where it sits in the body, and we take very loving attention to it, as if we would hold something rather precious. And with that loving, gentle attention, we just track the sensations, and they will shift and change. And we rather patiently just track the sensations. And then we can ask, is there a belief or a thought that's associated with this particular area of the body? And then we just wait. We don't think about it and we don't demand an answer. We just wait to see what comes. And often what comes is the recognition that we're holding some belief about ourselves, and the beliefs are things like, I'm inadequate, or I'm unlovable, or people don't like me, or I'm not good enough, or I'm right, or I know best, my way is best, or life isn't fair. There's all kinds of beliefs that can color our consciousness and shape our life, and sometimes we've been unaware that we've been living according to a wound from the past, or living according to some internalized message that we've believed about ourselves. And so it may be that the entangled and difficult states of mind aren't there for you today, and that you can sit in peace, or you can sit with a sense of great stillness and touch into some of the formless capacities of the heart. Perhaps we touch into the limitless nature of things. If this is the case for you, then please just sit with that and just let it be and be with it and see what occurs. If that is your practice at the moment, if that is what is happening when you sit down, and I can almost hear most of you saying, this doesn't happen for me, but if it does happen for you when you sit down, that you can just be and just sit in a vast ocean of peace, then please just do that. You can drop the technique and just be with the unfolding experience. And now I'm coming to the Anapanasati Sutta, the directions for the third foundation of mindfulness are as follows. And again, there's the four couplets. The first is, I shall breathe in, experiencing the heart and mind. I shall breathe out, experiencing the heart and mind. So the first one is just about experiencing, just checking in, just seeing what is there today. The next is gladdening the heart and mind, which is to deliberately gladden the mind. And Thich Nhat Hanh, of course, a Vietnamese teacher who's a complete delight, has made this technique rather famous with his suggestion that to gladden the mind, or to gladden the heart mind, we just sit with a half smile. So it's as if we're already making our heart and mind glad. So we're training it to be glad. And with that, of course, can come enormous gratitude and appreciation for life. The third couplet is, I shall breathe in, concentrating the heart and mind. I shall breathe out, concentrating the heart and mind. Sometimes we struggle with concentration. We struggle to focus. But if we have a kind of a quiet determination to be steady, to be present, to be with our experience, then our focus can gradually improve. And when samadhi or concentration is developed, there can be a great sense of the unification of the heart and mind. And sometimes our focus or concentration is rather one-pointed on a particular object, such as the breath. And sometimes the samadhi is rather more broad. And the fourth of the instructions is, I shall breathe in, liberating the heart and mind. I shall breathe out, liberating the heart and mind. That's a particularly beautiful instruction, and we're going to do it later. So let's start with the first, if you would. And we'll just sit quietly for 3 minutes. The instruction is, I shall breathe in, experiencing the heart and mind. Some of you, for some of you, heart will work. For some of you, mind will work. Or heart-mind. I'm trying to cover both options here. So it's the citta. I shall breathe in, experiencing the heart-mind. I shall breathe out, experiencing the heart-mind. Yes, anybody, any descriptions or discoveries of what it is to experience the heart and mind? Yes, from the back, come. Hi.
So I felt
helplessness.
I have blackout of this first session. But afterwards, I felt pain and softness, like vulnerability.
Yes, beautiful.
And like I said, I had the thought that I'm vulnerable and
yes.
I need softness in life.
Yes.
Towards myself.
Yes. And then what happened?
I just accept it, and I know it's right.
Ah. Lovely. So there we have the transformation of the heart. When we just touch into a difficult feeling, the feeling of helplessness, and then the wisdom of the heart comes forth, and we know that we need to be soft and vulnerable and open, and that is what we need, and this is where the healing of the heart is. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well done. See, the heart has a great sense of knowing and inner wisdom if we can just see what it is that's required in the moment. Anybody else? Any experience that just occurred in the sitting? Come. Turn it on.
I was... From the beginning, I was telling myself, I breathe in, experiencing, just saying the word experiencing.
Yes.
My body was going, you know, soft.
Yes.
And every time I was saying it, it was softer and softer. And then, I was observing what was going on.
Yes.
In the body.
Yes.
And in the mind at that time. That was my experience, the whole 3 minutes. I was calming down.
Okay. Was there a gap between the observer and the observed?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's important to take care. The sense of self can get a little caught in the observer. So then we need to come to just the bare observation.
Yeah.
To really come to the direct experience rather than standing back from it.
Yeah.
Then?
I was comparing between the tension I had before.
Yes.
And the
sinking in.
Process of coming down.
Beautiful. Okay, so what you're saying is there was a kind of sinking into the direct experience of what was there. Lovely. You see, this is how we do it. We soften into it. Thank you. one more experience of the heart and mind. Just what you experienced when you sat.
Validation of the process of the softening and waves of softening through the body.
She said waves of softening through the body.
Into the heart.
Yes.
Into the heart.
Yes. And then? And then?
Melting and flowing and expanding. It became circular.
Yes.
Circular.
Yes. Beautiful. Melting, flowing, understanding. Thank you. So let's move on to the next instruction now. So we have had from those three some beautiful descriptions of the way that we be. As we check in with the heart and mind, and also what we discover softness, vulnerability, openness, receptivity. Beautiful. Okay, next. Oh. I'm just checking the time. Let's do gladdening the heart and mind. So, breathing in, gladdening the heart and mind. Breathing out, gladdening the heart and mind. So what did you discover when you practiced in this way? Yes, come. Hi.
So at first I discovered, I told myself, gladdening the mind, like you said.
Yes.
And the feeling was the opposite, like what?
Aversion.
Attention, or aversion. not happy.
but not sad, like a
okay.
like a wall.
Yes. A
so
barrier.
Yeah.
Resistance.
Yes. So I asked, all right, what is the wall?
Mm-hmm.
And what belief is there behind the wall?
Yes.
And the belief was, you don't supposed to be happy by making an effort.
Yes.
And when I had this belief, when I said this, when I had this insight,
mm-hmm.
I was happy.
Okay. So the very seeing of the belief that I should not make an effort to be happy. Happiness doesn't come if I try. The very seeing of that belief shifted the wall, brought down the wall of resistance, and there was the natural happiness of the heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is, if we take that experience, it has the capacity to transform so much in our lives if we can bring down the wall of resistance and be with life. Fantastic. This is the transforming power of meditation, of awareness, the wisdom of the heart, actually. Anyone else? An experience of gladdening the heart and mind?
I feel a little confused.
Yes.
I'm trying to like mix the heart and mind in my
yes.
mind, and it doesn't work.
Okay.
Kind of helpless. I don't know, I just don't know.
Okay, so you didn't have any success trying to gladden the heart and mind?
No.
Okay, well, you have to do it now in front of everybody. Okay, close your eyes and just breathe in. Making the heart and mind glad, or just letting it be glad. What do you notice?
That my heart beating really loudly.
Yes, okay, what else? A bit
I
of anxiety, a bit of anxiety.
Just felt my body.
Yes. Okay, was there any problem?
No, just regular.
Oh, no, just regular. Okay, that's a start. Okay, so if we just start from there not being any problem, is that okay with you? Would that be all right? Could it be that that's a really good way to live life? You got it. Okay, so see the joy? Yes. So we just start there. And then, of course, when there isn't a difficulty, this happiness and joy and contentment and all of the other qualities of the heart start to come through. And we can be glad to be alive. Thank you. All right, let's do the final one. We skipped the concentration for today, but we'll do the final couplet, which I love. It's breathing in, liberating the heart and mind, breathing out, liberating the heart and mind. Just bringing your attention back to the room now. Anybody have an experience of freeing or liberating the heart and mind? Yes, come.
So in the beginning, I thought, how can I do it?
Yes.
And then near the end, I figured that thinking about how to
you took the attention to the heart?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then what happened? Description, please.
Then my mind let go.
Yes. Ah.
And my heart got warm.
Yes. Beautiful. The mind lets go. So the grip of the mind that was struggling to work out how to do it, that was thinking about how to free the heart and mind. When we let go of that, there's the natural heart, which is already free. Isn't it?
I guess.
You guess? Okay.
Sometimes.
Almost. Sometimes. Okay. Come back to your direct experience. Maybe I'm leaping too far ahead. The mind released, and then there was the heart. And what did you feel?
My breathing.
Yes. Warmth, you said before.
Yes.
And what else? When the heart is just warm and there's the breath coming and going, is there any sense of freedom?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, I mean, I guess I was kind of trying to free myself from language as well.
Yes,
so,
yes, exactly.
So it just was sort of, I guess, oneness.
Yeah, so we touch into the that which is indescribable.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So when we're just with the heart as it is, or when we let go of the grip of the mind, there's warmth. And something that's quite difficult to describe. Somebody else? Yes.
Situation. So,
turn on.
Thought about the liberation. I had this this song, I'm free to do in my mind, and then I thought that it's not good, because if I'll be free and my mind will be free and my heart will be free, then everything is a mess. So then I thought, how can they be free but still in focus and balance? And then I realized days I was really, really with my breathing. I'm practicing yoga and I'm usually breathing, but I don't take it out of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
And here I really did it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the freedom of my mind and heart, because this is the path.
Yes.
It sounds kitsch, but it's,
yes,
it's true.
Yes.
Yeah, it felt good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So when we're just with the breath, this is the freedom of my mind and heart. One more. Yes. Yes.
I felt that I'm just body.
Yes.
And it was very heavy.
Yes.
But I felt that the air around me is so thick.
Yes.
And warm.
Yes.
That I can just sit on it like a sofa, like a favorite sofa at home.
Yes.
And it would just sustain me.
Yes.
And it was like I'm an element.
Yes.
It was very.
Okay, so part of the totality of things, elemental, and resting in to that which supports us, which is everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. Another one. Anybody else have an experience of freeing the heart and mind? Come.
It was interesting. It was like it's a child, like the heart and mind. It started in the beginning that it was the when you say just to experience, it was like very exciting that somebody's looking. And then a gladdening was just looking at him, just like giving him space. And when you say the freeing, you just start to run, and even now it's like horses running in my chest.
Yes? Like horses running in your chest?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, I felt it was like freeing a little child. That
yes.
Every time I tell him, like, no.
Okay.
No, it's not like this. You don't do it like this. No.
Yes.
And gladdening is not like this. And all the time also in the practice before, I had like conversations that, no, gladdening is not this. And all the time there was something like, no, freeing is just whatever. Okay. It's like I told him something like, you can be whatever. Okay, you can think whatever, you can feel whatever, you can like let it be.
Beautiful. So when we give up control, when we give up telling ourselves how to be, how we should be,
Or what is right.
And what is right.
This is not right.
And this is not right. Okay. So when we stop telling ourselves this is not right, we can touch into a freedom that's like the horses galloping off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Okay, galloping free.
It's like still going on. I'm not sure exactly.
Yes.
This is, but
we don't know where the horse is going yet.
Yeah.
But there's that wonderful sense of freedom. You can see it.
Of something.
Yeah. And this thought, this view, this is not right. How many times do we tell ourselves, this is not right, or how I am is not right, or what I think is not right? So you see, what is revealed in the practice are the mental formations by which we live our life. And when we really see it, we have that kind of insight and the shift, that the insight itself shifts us to the freedom itself. It's the release.
It's like I still feel there is something in me that is looking at this child that is like very, very excited.
Yes.
And like, what are you doing? But he's free.
Okay. Freedom for children everywhere, I say. Okay. All right. So we've seen from listening to one another and listening to the experiences a little bit of how to be with ourselves in a way where the heart and mind is free, liberated. So we sit with a sense of freedom. And the way we get there is, as we heard earlier, by softening, by allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, by bringing down the wall, by just being with this beautiful circular rhythm of our breathing that we heard from Debbie, this lovely description of melting and softening. And then we touch into a different way of being. We loosen our fixed ideas about how to be, how we are. And we even start to loosen some of the control that we have. Often when we get caught up controlling, there's underneath also some kind of anxiety. So there's much to be discovered in this practice. So please enjoy. If you're working with very difficult and painful emotions today, which I know some of you are, please be very compassionate, very tender, very soft, and from that compassion will come the unfolding experience and the insights. So please take up some of these practices today and bring the awareness and attention to the heart and mind. Thank you for listening, and thank you to those who shared their experiences, because I think it opens out something rather valuable and precious for us. Thank you. And now there's walking meditation. I know that some of you have some meetings with teachers, and in the second walking at 11:45, there'll be the groups 7, 8, and 9. Which group do you have, Molly?
7
with Molly,
8
with Tomer, and 9 with me. Thank you.